Susan is back in the studio.
Hi. Good morning, Dawson. Good morning, listeners. I'm so happy to be here. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Glad to see it come. It's been a long one for me. I don't know about you. This week sort of dragged.
Well, you got a weekend coming. That's good.
I do. But more exciting than that, I get to be on the WIB Wake Up Show again. Woo-hoo! With my wonderful co-host.
We have great plans for you. Instead of headlines, I think we're doing shower thoughts, which are very random.
Interesting.
Yeah, Caleb's all excited.
It is the WIB Wake Up Show here on WWIB. Caleb Halvo is off today. So Dawson Halverson the Younger is in his place. Thank you, Dawson, for being
younger.
Here.
Dawson the Younger. I love it.
Susan completes the trio. And sometimes here as a group, while the music's playing, we get to pondering. Mm-hmm. We get to pondering life and all that goes in it. And that brings you this. Deep thoughts on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Deep thoughts.
People drive to the gym just to walk on a treadmill. Deep thoughts.
Oh, salt. Sorry, I was pondering that. Salt is technically a seafood.
Canned water just sounds worse than bottled water.
It does.
Doesn't it, though?
It does.
Deep thoughts on the WIB Wake Up Show. Only humans get annoyed when the one substance that is most important for their survival literally falls from the sky.
You're right. We do get annoyed. If someone keeps attempting to break world records and keeps failing, they can apply for the most failed attempts world record.
True. Lots of people died figuring out what we can or cannot eat. Deep thoughts.
Thank you, people.
Good work.
Deep thoughts on the WIB Wake Up Show. That does it for you on a Friday morning.
9 before 8 o'clock is the WIB Wake Up Show on a Friday. Thus, our tradition needs to come about. This is where we get you caught up, friends, on everything you might have missed in the past week because of how busy your schedule is. News, sports, politics, pop culture. There's no way you possibly can keep in touch with all of it. And so we do for you. And because we respect your time, we bring it to you in a condensed fashion. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Researchers are again telling us the 5-second rule is baloney.
Unless it's baloney that falls on the ground because that meat isn't real, so bacteria aren't interested.
According to a study, you can be born bad at math.
Wait a second. That doesn't add up.
Comm major here. A survey finds we spend 100 days of our lives trying to figure out what TV shows or movies to watch.
Well, then there are those of us who have no trouble picking out a show because we watch what our spouse is watching.
Right.
DNA shows dogs are humans' oldest companions.
And somehow they're still not tired of us.
Some scientists are working to bring back the woolly mammoth, which became fully extinct 4,000 years ago.
The goal is to create one in time to star in a Disney live-action movie next year.
Ice Age 37. Speaking of movies, a baby shark movie is coming to theaters next month.
Ugh, hasn't the planet suffered enough the last couple years?
Apparently not. Revenge of the 2020.
Apple unveiled the new iPhone this week.
Does it come with a stimulus check?
If only.
That's what it's going to take.
If only.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Before we swing back into the tunes, our question for you this morning, you can weigh in on the listener line. Voicemails would be great at 715-396-1670. And Dawson, this is what we're asking folks, water-related injuries.
So over the past couple days in particular, Tommy Thompson reported that he got in a water skiing accident. 79-year-old former governor. Got in this sort of accident. So we're asking, reaching out to you. He's fine. He's receiving necessary care.
I've never even water skied, much less at 79.
I can't imagine.
Tommy.
Bold, for sure.
He's a baller.
Good upper arm. Upper body strength.
In recovery, we're asking you guys, have you ever had a water-related injury or other story you'd like to share with us today?
All right, 715-396-1670, 396-1670. What is your water-related injury story?
Hi, guys. This is Richard calling this morning, listening about Tommy Thompson and his unfortunate accident. I am not a swimmer, but was at a Cub Scout camp with my son, who is Weeble's age. college probably 15 years ago, and we had to jump in the deep end of the lake and see how we could float to shore. I was scared out of my wits, and the guy got a perfect picture as I kind of fell in and was nervous as all get out. But again, as I said, I'm not a swimmer, so it's really not an accident, but it was still a little fun in the water. Love your show. Take care. Bye-bye.
So our question for the last hour on the last show of the week here in the Wib Wake Up Show is, have you had a water-related mishap or injury? And this is birthed out of Dawson, former Governor Tommy Thompson actually was in a water skiing mishap and seems to be all right. But
yeah,
79 years young, he was out water skiing.
On my way into surgery this morning, had a little water skiing accident over the weekend. And have to have my bicep reattached to my tendon.
Oh, maybe more than a mishap. Good gracious, Tommy.
No, it's a big one. But it sounds like he's getting the help he needs. UW system spokesperson said Tommy had a little pain and is getting taken care of by medical staff.
A little pain. Salute for water skiing at 79
I
years old.
Did you tweet that?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's probably with his non-texting arm. So that's a blessing.
So you were telling a little solace in a dark time.
Right.
So, again, we're inviting you to share a voicemail at 715-396-1670. If you've had something go amiss and you got hurt, hopefully you're fine now, but you got hurt in relation to water. So Dawson was sharing a story about Africa, yeah. Liberia, and a palm tree.
We were out on the beach, the ocean out there in front of us, a nice evening with some friends of ours who were visiting from the States. And Michael, adventurous as he is, was playing with a palm tree that had washed ashore. And it was getting pulled to and fro by the tide. And it ended up rolling over top of him and broke his leg. It was a big deal for a really long time. Yeah, he was like on top of it as I was pulling it. And it just didn't end up going well. We did what we could, but definitely getting treatment there was a bit trickier than here in the States. But, you know, in stark contrast, he has made a full recovery, and you can see him out playing for the JV soccer team for North.
Most recent lighting game, it up.
Oh, absolutely. Most recent game, scores 0-4, and he scored every goal.
So, every goal.
We praise the Lord for his full recovery.
Yes.
That makes me feel like I haven't hurt myself that bad, because probably some of my worst water-related injuries, I was out at the Outer Banks of North Carolina, beautiful area. And there are these things called skim boards.
Oh.
And they're just really thin, hard wood. And again, they're made to skim kind of parallel along the surf. And so what you do is you run along the sand, you throw the board down and hop on top of it. You can understand how an ungainly 6'1" Danish boy might not be real great at that. Balance was never really my thing. And, numerous face plants, numerous smashing of my toes on said board,
and
throwing the board down.
And you persevered? You kept doing it?
Yeah, and I never was able to do it well, but I tried.
Well, my water-related story involves emotional pain.
Oh, no.
I was at the Elkhorn Pool visiting my grandmother, 8 years old, confidently go up to the high dive, go out to the end, panic. The lifeguard with the megaphone insisted on talking me down. All right, Susie, now put your left foot on the top rung all the way down. It was humiliating.
Goodness. Even when you were just a foot or two above the ground. I feel like maybe that was a little power hungry from the lifeguard.
Mm-hmm. The last time I tried the high dive.
Yeah, it's like how often do you get to use the megaphone at the pool? So.
Break it out at every opportunity.
Emotional injury also valid. If you want to give us a voicemail at 715-396-1670, looking for those water injury stories.
I mean, high dives can be a little traumatizing. I remember the Rice Lake pool used to have one, and I never really had the guts to do it. Then the Barron Outdoor pool, I did go off once or twice. But still, when I see the 3-meter and 10-meter platform diving at the Olympics, it's like, you all are made of sterner stuff than I am.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
My name's Noah. Yeah, I'm listening to Monday on WWIB.
Where we
our family.
It's the WIB Wake Up Show. How have all gone today? It's Caleb, Mark, and Dawson with you on this Finally Friday edition of the show, WWIB, where we are family. Thank you so much for joining us. And so even though Mark is not here today, he still stayed late yesterday to compile the weekly best of segment, the best of the week. He puts in so much love and time into this every week to take all the ridiculous, odd, sometimes funny things that we do during the course of a week's worth of shows and combine it into something that's 3 or 4 minutes long. So, without further ado, here is the best of the week.
We've got a Tommy Lee Jones birthday today, and I'm tempted to play this because Caleb and Susan and I all seem to like this, but we got to. It's Tommy Lee Jones from The Fugitive. It's a classic, and Caleb looked it up yesterday. It's from 1993. Give this a listen.
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. Our fugitive has been on the run for 90 minutes. Average foot speed over uneven ground, barring injury, is 4 miles an hour. That gives us a radius of 6 miles.
He would really love it if folks would learn to drive. You don't need to go 40 in a posted 55. But when she tries to pass you, you act like it's a race. Then settle back comfortably to your snail and turtle pace.
Selling a home is a big decision, so maybe you've been putting it off, just waiting for a sign.
Hey, genius, it's a great time to sell.
All right, that is such a great ad. I want to just listen to it because I love it. How often do we, in so many areas of our life, want that? You know, we're like, no, I need something. Just so obvious. So let's listen to that again.
Selling a home is a big decision. So maybe you've been putting it off, just waiting for a sign.
Hey, genius, it's a great time to sell.
That is a great, great ad. I love it.
You guys, on Saturday, I burned 8,000 calories.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. This is the last time I leave brownies in the oven while I nap.
Peek of speed! And that, kids, is why God gave us cruise control.
What I want out of each and every one of you is a hard target search of every gas station, residence, warehouse, farmhouse, hen house, outhouse, or doghouse in that area. Checkpoints go up at 15 miles.
My first joke today, the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, she can appreciate your mammoth SUV, because for 37 miles, it's all that she could see. She won't honk her horn at you or wave a little bird, but she'll clench her fist and mutter, Christians really need more words.
A television show made its debut on this day a year after I was born, 1965.
I can't wait to hear what it is.
Yeah, on CBS, very recognizable theme. Doesn't know yet.
Green Acres.
Yes. Eddie Albert, Eva Gabor. Is it Eva? Ava
Gabor. Yeah. Yes.
Green Acres is the place. Kind of that early morning farm feel to it.
I love it. It's like the country mouse, the city mouse.
I know. Yeah.
Tale as old as time.
Exactly. Exactly.
So good.
Yeah.
With her marabou boas.
I grew up in a strict home. In fact, my dad was so strict, he wouldn't even let us look at things with our naked eye.
Yes, we need more words.
Mama always said it's not road rage if it's righteous anger.
Wow. That was really good.
Boom.
Man, I forgot about that one.
Deeper Susan laughed than I almost ever remember out of Pet Pee Put
It's so good.
Your fugitive's name is Dr. Richard Kimball. Go get him.
And that's how it sounded, the best of the week. Thank you, Halvo.
Thank you,
wonderful.
Mark. So good. I loved it.
What will be in there next week? We have no idea.
I don't know, but listen.
Stay with us.